I would say just kind of continuous learning and just being a proactive person and, you know, just kind of always staying curious and hungry, you know, seeking new knowledge, skills and challenges. Like I mentioned, whether it's, you know, kind of like new forms of education, like we mentioned, kind of rounding out the skill set. You mentioned computer science is a valuable degree to have, especially when I'm, you know, rounding out my skill set with student works here to just kind of turn me into a whole machine, basically. But yeah, for sure. And I think individuals who prioritize, you know, kind of continuous learning are definitely more likely to be, you know, just super innovative persons.
Welcome to the Leaders of Tomorrow podcast. My name is Chris Thompson, your host of the show and the head coach of the Student Works Management Program. This is a show dedicated to young and ambitious entrepreneurs and ultimately the leaders of tomorrow. Each week, we will bring you an inspiring interview or message to help you create the future you know you deserve. Let's get started.
Hey, leaders. This is really one of my favorite podcasts every season. It's our second annual and we'll just keep doing it. But we have our top window cleaning rookie and our top painting rookie as of basically late February. So getting through reading week, the people get off to the best start, the fastest start. And so this year we had Alexandra Buca in Aylmer. She ended up booking $71,000 worth of painting services already by March 4th. And then Chris Caruso in London booked $59,000 worth of window cleaning services. So rookie first year operators just coming out of our trainings with incredible coaches, shout out Brandon Corner, shout out Louis Sabarin, and just all sorts of community support. Both of them are further ahead than any rookie operator has ever been at this point on both sides of the business. And just really, really incredible examples of, you know, first of all, just who we attract into our program is just really, really committed, hardworking, highly competitive people, and who are striving to be the best they can. So I know you're going to love this conversation. And the reason we do these podcasts is to attract amazing young people like Alexandra, like Chris, to our program. So if you know anyone who is a young leader looking to really set themselves apart, please share them with me. Send me an email at cthompson@studentworks.com. Send them to our site, studentworks.com. Share this podcast. Recruiting for us gets started in the summer of 2024 and is over. Most of our spots will be done and complete by middle of October, late October for sure, of 2024 for the summer of 2025. Thanks so much for joining us and hope you, and I know you will, love this podcast. Welcome, Alexandra. Welcome, Chris, to the Leaders of Tomorrow podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us so much.
Yeah, no, it's super fun. I know last year we did our first time ever, and we'll just continue doing these. But basically, someone had the idea of, it doesn't really matter who, but thank you, whoever had that idea. Good chance it might not have been me. So just, hey, why don't we bring our rookies on, because largely the podcast is full of veterans, which makes sense, right? You know, so they've had the full experience, but we said, hey, the people get off to the fastest start coming out of our reading weeks. So as of March 4th, 2024, people at the fastest start. So that is Alexandra Buca on the painting side, $71,000. Chris Caruso on the window cleaning side, $59,000. I was just saying before we got started that both of those are trending for higher than any other rookie has been, any other, you know, groundbreaking top rookie ever. And that's what's always crazy is that's kind of what happens here. We just keep breaking the old records, you know, just because other really ambitious, keen people. And then on top of it, our company keeps getting better. Our brand keeps getting better. Our systems keep getting better. And there's this great thing called inflation. So, you know, in terms of breaking records, that helps us. So super, super excited to have you on. So why don't we start with you, Alexandra? Our first question, what did you learn that you didn't expect so far?
I think what I least expected really was learning how useful and efficient the Student Works business plan is. Like the first time reading the operator's manual, it really blew me away just how much useful and precise information there is in it. And that really allowed me to run my own business without really needing to think about the admin stuff or the business plans. Mm-hmm. I had the bones of the business already hatched out for me. And now all I had to do was follow it and add my own personal twist to it. So that's really what I definitely enjoyed about it. And that just surprised me, quite honestly. And on top of that, I have an amazing coach, Louis, and the Student Works community is just very much alive and there to help you out. So that's been really unexpected and an amazing surprise.
You bet. Louis Sabrin, shout out in Quebec sur le map. You know, shout out to the map. You betcha. By the way, for people who don't know, Louis and Olivier started a chant a number of years ago, Quebec sur le map, put Quebec on the map as the leaders of the company. They were at one point and then they fell off a little bit. And then now our leaderboard on both sides, veterans and rookies are jumping up, and same thing on the window cleaning side. And again, not dominating because there's lots of leaders from the East Coast and Ontario there. And one of them, Chris Caruso. So from London and Alexander is in the Aylmer, Chelsea, Wakefield area. I'm not exactly clear where specifically are you in the Gatineau region?
I'm in Aylmer.
Aylmer.
The
fantastic.
Aylmer region, yeah.
Awesome. So Chris, what did you learn so far that you didn't expect?
Yeah, for sure. So I think just really the value and importance of, you know, personal growth and kind of self-reflection. I think I've learned that, you know, the most value kind of insight kind of comes from reflecting on, you know, my own weaknesses and kind of values and I guess my strengths as well, too. And I think I've learned to you know, identify, you know, a bunch of different areas for improvement as well as, you know, just, you know, kind of develop a growth mindset here. So, yeah, this kind of focus on like self-awareness and continuous improvement not only kind of has enhanced my general skill set or my mindset, I should say, but also kind of empower me to deal with, you know, different challenges with a lot of, you know, more confidence than I had, you know, before kind of joining Student Works here and deal with everything with a lot more resilience. So, yeah, for sure.
So Brandon Cornish is his coach and he's crushing it. Brandon's one of our senior coaches like Louis is and down in the London area and has Chris really firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, Brandon's been huge. Yeah. So definitely a massive part of this. So yeah, for sure.
Part of the win. You bet.
For sure.
And again, it's you know, all these successes always is it takes a community, right? It, you know, really does always. So Chris, has this been as hard as you thought it would be so far, March 4th, 2024?
So I think it's definitely, you know, challenging in ways I didn't anticipate and I did as well, but, you know, I expected this to be, you know, like obviously kind of like intellectually demanding too, but I mean, you know, overcoming challenge, I think is definitely the best way to learn after all. But, one thing I didn't realize is kind of how much this would sort of push me, I guess, in other areas, like emotionally and, you know, personally as well too, actually. And I think, you know, like I touched on it a bit in the previous question there, but yeah, confronting my like vulnerabilities and, you know, committing to just self-improvement was definitely harder than I thought. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think in the long run, it's definitely just going to, you know, be huge for setting me apart and be a huge, like highly rewarding thing, I guess, for my future. So, yeah.
So what sort of things might be, have you seen so far? Or what sort of vulnerabilities have you gotten through or challenged yourself to dig through so far?
Yeah, I think just kind of like I, you know, started out with a bit of more of a negative mindset than I have at the moment right now. Just kind of changing my mindset about things. And I just found I was being sort of kind of a bit mean to myself almost when I wasn't getting kind of the results that I wanted. And I think there's, you know, that kind of stems from me just, you know, having super high standards for myself. But yeah, I think there's a difference between being hard on yourself and being mean to yourself. And that's, you know, something else, like you were talking about my coach, Brandon, and he really wanted to like touch on that with me at our meetings every week, because you just kind of noticed I was just, you know, kind of just losing on myself a little bit. So yeah.
No, I think I love that. I know Michael Dell, Dell Computers, you know, worth $100 billion. He talks about being happy, but never satisfied. Mm-hmm. So it's like we're happy with where we are and we're not satisfied. So again, trying to be happy, bringing that softness. And then on the other hand, never satisfied, you know, whatever we did March 4th, we want to be better off March 11th and we want to be, you know, driving and growing and sort of both that space. So that's a great thing to see, Chris, sure. And great coaching, Brandon. So, so Alexander, what about for you? Has it been as hard as you thought it would be?
It definitely was and has been as hard as I thought it'd be, and even sometimes harder, especially for me on the time management style. Like finding a work, school, and sports balance has been tricky. Mm-hmm. Knowing myself, between all of my commitments, I really tend to focus more my time and energy towards what I'm most passionate about. And obviously in this case, it's my business, and which is great because it's been doing really good and I've had a lot of success so far. But I also know that sometimes I need to force myself to just take that step back, realize that I also have other important tasks to take care of and that need to be done. And just, it's about reminding myself of the importance of really reserving time in my day to do also schoolwork, go to the gyms, have a little bit of a social life, just about creating a healthy balance with my commitments eventually. Yeah.
I think that's great. And I'm not so sure how healthy we are.
You got a point there.
And on the other hand, I kind of like to think of balance as that I think people largely in this organization put balance on, you know, kind of leaning hard towards we work hard. You know, we just do. And, yeah, and it's just that's just what's true about all of us. That's who we try to attract. And then on the other hand, that's just what we like. And then also, okay, hold on, let's go have some fun. Let's go enjoy ourselves. Let's hit the gym. Let's do these other things and attack those things with the same type of passion to try to, again, like you said, find a little bit of balance. And, you know, and again, one of the big things that commonly in our business are just people have big engines. So it's like, okay, well, again, they're like, what am I going to do? I just got all sorts of energy. that's what I see so common. Yeah. So what have you had to overcome, Alexandra, to make this happen so far?
I think a big thing was really my fear of rejection and just the fear of what other people might think. I had to get over the fact that, yes, I was going to get a no over and over again, especially at the beginning when you're starting out. Let's say you're doing canvassing at the door. You're not as fluid as I am now, for sure. And also during the first estimate, starting out, just it's about understanding that it's not the end of the world. So many other people are willing to work with me. And I think it's very important to focus on them rather than those who, in their own right, might not be interested. But it's just about putting your time and energy towards the right people. I think that's definitely something that I had to get over.
I think that's great. And just understanding like sales is a numbers game and that, absolutely, you know, again, for window cleaning and painting, but you know, the people don't need the service all the time or have a commitment or whatever. And that's totally okay. And then later on, good chance they'll be calling back or whatever. And it's like you said, focused on that next potential customer.
Yeah. So
what about for you, Chris? What did you have to overcome to make this happen? What stands out for you?
Yeah, so for sure, kind of I touched on it earlier as well, but just kind of my mindset about things, I think, is really just the major one there, because it kind of affects, you know, all aspects of your business, really. And I you know, tend to sort of have, you know, even when I'm having an amazing week sometimes, you know, because I'm such a competitive person, I have such high standards for myself, like I mentioned, I tend to feel even, you know, inadequate and kind of doubt my own abilities sometimes, even like I mentioned, when I'm having an amazing week. And just sort of overcoming that state of mind, you know, kind of required me to sort of recognize and, you know, challenge my negative thoughts and just sort of, you know, embrace my achievements and skills, really, and just kind of remind myself like, hey, it's like, you know, it's 100% natural to sort of, you know, feel uncertain or even anxious when, you know, stepping into like new roles, right? Like I haven't been doing this for too long now. So yeah, for sure. Like, and I think, you know, like, again, like I said, again, you know, through the support of kind of like coaching and, you know, my peers too, I was able to definitely, you know, build some confidence there and just, you know, push myself past that mindset. So yeah.
Yeah. And that's a natural space. It's there's this imposter syndrome that many people feel, oh, why do I think I can do this? And oh, is this really right? And it's kind of the chatter in the back of our heads that literally we don't control that says, oh, can you really do this? Oh, you're not good enough, Chris. And how do you think you could do this, Alexander? Right. But as you're in a group of leaders, you all of a sudden see, oh, they're feeling the same thing. Or again, our coach used to feel that. And that over time, I think people can bring that voice down. I think the voice never goes away, but you know, or these voices that we have, but we can sort of, there it is again. I'll let that one go too. but that's really powerful. So Chris, what transferable skills have you learned so far?
Yeah, I think a pretty big one is kind of adaptability, you know, to be honest. And I think it's really just about the ability to sort of adjust to new and uncomfortable situations and or, you know, challenges effectively. And I think I've learned to kind of embrace change with, you know, a ton of resilience and kind of flexibility too, which I think is, you know, part of the reason why I wanted to join Student Works in the first place, because I'm somebody that, you know, wants to challenge myself and break barriers all the time. So, yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, another huge one, I know Alexander kind of touched on it too, but is just kind of time management. I think as well is like, you know, just a massive one. So just kind of like allocating, you know, tasks and priorities to, you know, kind of maximize your sort of time and productivity. So yeah, just to be on, you know, top of everything on kind of a weekly basis and yeah, just be able to perform at your absolute best. So yeah.
Fantastic. I love that.
Hey leaders, I hope you are enjoying this podcast. As we approach and surpass 300 episodes, well over 95% of the leaders that we have interviewed have been alumni of the StudentWorks Management Program. It has been an honor to participate in their development over the years. Starting now, and only for the fall months, we will be on campus at universities and colleges in Ontario, Quebec, and the East Coast, interviewing students who think they have what it takes to start their first business and get started down the path of entrepreneurship. If you are interested in being a leader in our program or know someone who does, please go to the show notes and hit StudentWorks and get sent to a landing page to apply. There is a bold StudentWorks that you can hit to go to a landing page to apply. Thanks so much. Back to the show.
So Alexander, so for you, what transferable skills have you learned so far?
I think a really useful skill would be my high work ethic that I've achieved in this program so far. Really, it has shown me to the importance of accountability and integrity. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think really what separates you from anyone or just in general StudentWorks versus any other painting business is our willingness to go that extra mile in order to stick to your word. If you promise yourself you'll do everything you're told, you've told yourself you'd accomplish, I think it's like essentially impossible to fail. The business model is here, the coaching is there, and it's just up to you to make it happen. Like having that high expectation of accountability and integrity towards myself is a total game changer. And it's just as presenting myself as a business owner, I think I feel way more confident, which is actually another skill that is very transferable to everything in life in general. Like I have such confidence now that I go into things knowing I've accomplished hard things in the past and I'll be able to do it again. Yeah. And I approach problem with just like a different mindset. And I've kind of done this my whole life. For example, I've been boxing for a while and one of my hardest challenges was having one big fight with this like competitive event with this girl that was out of my league. She was more, you know, trained than me and everything like that. But in the end, it ended up working out for me. And so just I use my past experiences as a leverage and a confidence booster when I prepare myself to do something that's hard. So that's definitely a transferable skill for me.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, one of the best things we coach here is integrity and really having people own, you know, I say something, I'm going to go do that. And yeah. I'm doing this program because I never stop learning. It's called Heroic and it's an online coaching program. One of our alumni, Matt Andrews, recommended it to me. And, you know, one of the things they have you do is keep track of your goals on an app and then post it that, you know, you did it every day. And of course, I'm doing that. You know, and I'm doing it every day. And they have you say, oh, that's just like you, right? Like the app goes, that's just like you. And that's so great. And that's what you're getting. That's what we're all getting here. That's just like me. I do what I say. And when we get that just not only sets up our business, but it sets up our future. And with that, you know, how do you think these skills will help with your career and your future?
I'm currently in school to become an industrial designer. And so far, I love my program, which is great. But I know that later on, I'll definitely want to have my own industrial design consultant company or something along those lines. Mm. And I think that this program has definitely already started building my path to success in terms of especially strategy thinking. When managing my time and tasks, this business has helped me understand the importance of evenly dividing your attention towards work that has a direct short-term impact on your business, such as booking estimates for the weekend, for example. And also work that will be profitable for your business in the long term, such as recruiting, making production planners, all these actions that are that look like so far away and unimportant right now are actually so crucial in order to keep your business rolling into the summer, having a consistent flow all throughout the year, and achieving success. And so really that's what's been really helpful for me in the future. And I think that I can use this and bring this to my future job opportunities.
Awesome. So really seeing a connection between what you're doing now and that big future you want to live into, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. What about yourself, Chris?
Yeah, for sure. So I know I touched on how, you know, adaptability was really a huge thing that I've kind of, you know, learned so far. And I think it's definitely an applicable thing across, you know, just a bunch of different domains, whether it's, you know, in a workplace situation, your personal life, or really kind of any unexpected circumstance. And I think just, you know, having the skill of adaptability will kind of just enable me to, you know, continue learning and just have a bunch of personal growth despite any kind of, you know, uncertainty and challenges that I might face in the future. And I think it definitely just encourages people to, you know, like I said, continue, you know, breaking barriers and, you know, what you're capable of, I think so. And I also touched a lot on time management as well. So obviously a huge one for pretty much anything you're doing. So yeah, it just helps with, you know, prioritizing tasks, you know, setting any kind of goals for yourself, which I think is just huge. You know, setting goals at the start of the week for me is like really what kind of drives me because I'm so competitive there. So yeah, just optimizing your kind of workflow, ensuring, you know, efficiency in any workplace really. And yeah, so definitely a super transferable skill for really any endeavor there. So yeah.
Okay. And so Chris, have you given thought to what your sort of big goal is, or in 5 years, 10 years, what you're hoping to be doing? Post-student works?
To be honest, so I'm a computer science student right now, and it's kind of like funny how after I joined student works, I'm kind of like, you know, got cold feet with computer science because I'm doing this now and I'm just learning so many, you know, great skills about marketing, sales and stuff. So to be honest now, like my answer probably a couple of months ago would have been different, but now I feel like I kind of see my life trending towards, you know, maybe running my own business and stuff like that. So pretty amazing what, you know, a couple of months difference can make for sure. So
we've changed a lot of people's career paths. I know we're, you know, one of our alumni, I remember sitting down with him and then after a year, you know, he was planning on going to be a doctor and he had the marks. So it wasn't, so a lot of people say they're planning on going to be a doctor, but you know, they don't have the marks, but Will had the marks. And now he's leading a hedge fund on Bay Street and just loved the business, fell in love with business. And so, you know, having that direction, but I must say as well, Chris, you know, having computer science and business is a really, really powerful, you know, thing, you know, but again, obviously you'll get clearer as you move along.
For sure. Yeah.
So far, what key habits would someone want to steal from you, Chris?
I would say just kind of continuous learning and just being a proactive person and, you know, just kind of always staying curious and hungry, you know, seeking new knowledge, skills and challenges. Like I mentioned, whether it's, you know, kind of like new forms of education, like we mentioned, kind of rounding out the skill set. You mentioned computer science is a valuable degree to have, especially when I'm, you know, rounding out my skill set with student works here to just kind of turn me into a whole machine, basically. But, but yeah, for sure. And I think, yeah, individuals who prioritize, you know, kind of continuous learning are definitely more likely to be, you know, just super innovative persons and ultimately kind of advance their career paths in the long run. I definitely consider myself someone who's, you know, always looking to kind of push those boundaries of what I'm capable of and yeah, round out my skill set and seek opportunity, mentorship and all that good stuff. So yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And especially again, if you really just love learning, then it makes it really, really I think way easier to be successful because the world's going to keep changing. The pace of change is just increasing. So people who are just interested and curious are just, again, just a huge, huge advantage. So what about yourself? What key habits for you, Alexander, would someone want to steal from you?
I think my main two habits that really define me would be the ability to really share my excitement and passion of my business to others. That really helps me stand out. For example, I've always been a very enthusiastic individual and to be able to fuel this energy and passion through an outlet that is my business has no doubt been something that attracts and interests other people around me. I think also another thing that's really important is my determination. So I really have pushed myself to achieve my goals no matter what my state of mind is. I think I really started to understand the importance of really pure determination and resilience through, once again, my years as a competitive boxer, but it's without a doubt, like a very competitive sport. And it's taught me how to keep on improving and wanting to be better. Because if I didn't put in the work, I would be held accountable through my performance during training. So it's always something that helped me push myself and put this pure determination, resilience in other aspects of my life as well, which is in this case, my business.
Fantastic. Okay. So Alexandra, anything that you'd like to hit on or share that we haven't hit on so far?
Yeah, I think I also wanted to discuss the importance of really being uncomfortable. For me, at least, so many aspects of running my business so far has been out of my comfort zone. I've talked to people I never thought I would. I manage so many small things all at once. I put in consistent effort in things I never thought I would. And it's all about putting yourself in situations that obviously have a positive impact on your growth as a business owner, but are also so difficult and sometimes really unpleasant. But it's about getting past that and understanding that you are indeed like able to accomplish hard things and hard challenges, and you're capable of getting over big mountains. And yeah, seeking discomfort is really the way to keep going and growing, in my opinion. So that's definitely something important.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. Seeking discomfort.
Yeah.
Yes. Choose your heart. Are we going to, you know, our heart is going to be, okay, let's grow and develop ourselves to become a really successful leader in the world, or I'm going to, you know, make less powerful choices and then later on struggle economically and struggle, you know, and get a job that really doesn't interest me or excite me, or kind of find myself in a spot that's just kind of in the middle. And I don't really have real opportunities in my career because of choices I made earlier. Those are the types of things that we always, you know, want to have people make an earlier decision to set up their careers, like you two are. Mm-hmm. So Chris, what about yourself? Anything you'd like to share that we haven't hit on?
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of just wanted to sort of touch on this idea of, you know, what you give is kind of what you get here. And I guess kind of what I mean by that is, you know, I've had a lot of other operators sort of reach out to me and, you know, kind of ask me exactly, you know, what I've been doing differently so far in running my business. Yeah. And it almost kind of sounds like there's a common trend here of everybody sort of looking for this, like, you know, I guess secret ingredient, let's kind of call it right now, to success. And, you know, I kind of just started telling people, you know, like pretty much a couple of months ago now, we all have the exact same training, right? So I always just tell people, you know, I think the main thing here that kind of separates, you know, the good from the great is, you know, those who are just really hungry and just kind of want it and just, you know, want to give everything they have. And instead of looking for some kind of, you know, fast track or secret, and just, you know, are willing to really put in the dirty work and kind of power through any challenge or change, or maybe even, you know, parts of the job they might not like. And just being kind of a machine about it. And
I like that. You know, they're really, I used to be a really elite athlete, swam with world record holders and Olympic medalists, and they were just better than me. And they definitely worked harder than me, you know, although I worked really, really hard. But if I look at, again, the level their career went at, and that's just what's true. And so it's a lot of times people don't want to face the truth. But the truth is, hey, a big part of it, yes, some of it's talent, but a huge part of it is just what, you know, going to sleep at night, what are people thinking about? Oh, I'm thinking about how to get better at this and how to get better at this. And I'm excited by this. And I'm going to overcome this limitation of myself to step into it. And I'm, you know, just so excited that, you know, both of you two are off to such a, you know, fantastic start. And one thing as well that the last thing I want to do, because I know you're both putting so much pressure on yourself and our leaders who are listening, you know, there's, you know, what's happened here is you've both got off to a fantastic start, and there's no question you're going to win. It's just a question of how much you're going to win by. And that's the spirit that I want to complete through the end of the summer. Not that, you know, we have to be rookie operators of the year, although that'd be wonderful, but that we're just going to go and perform the best we can the rest of the way, you know, that, you know, and just kind of win in that way. So final question, Chris, when you think of a leader of tomorrow, what comes to mind?
For sure. Yeah. So when I think of a leader of tomorrow, I just envision, you know, I touch on all the points, really just kind of somebody who embodies adaptability, hard work, and innovation. So somebody who's, you know, just wants to navigate through ever-changing, you know, landscapes with just a bunch of resilience, you know, somebody who's constantly seeking new challenge and change, you know, creating solutions, different problems, pushing the boundaries of what they think is possible. So basically, you know, somebody who just leads by example and kind of inspires others to contribute positively to society, and, you know, just kind of envisions a brighter future for not only themselves, but just kind of everybody around them too. So yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. Love that answer. And Alexander, what about yourself?
I think leaders tomorrow is something I haven't really talked about this talk yet, but it's something that somebody who's successful in their own life and who is also willing to openly help others. I think I'm lucky enough to have been surrounded by awesome, talented individuals that I look up to, like you, Chris, like my coach, Louis, operators such as Justin Manta, Mathilde Brisson, and all the people who are also outside of the company who still play such an important role in my business and in my life in general, such as my marketers, Caroline and Mohamed. I'm infinitely grateful to be surrounded by such a power team left and right that are, from my point of view, the leaders in their own life, which indirectly helped me become the best leader that I could possibly be.
Awesome. Awesome. That's fantastic. You know, just shouting out, you know, again, the StudentWorks community, as I know both of you have, and just, you know, and again, you know, one of the things to speak to, you know, add on to what you were saying, Alexander, mm-hmm. is one of the things that happens in our community, as Chris was pointing out, people reach out to each other. Hey, how can I do better? And what can mm-hmm. I do? And again, everybody's looking to share because we want everyone to do the best they can. And that's something that's really unique in our business is, you know, everybody's in a separate territory. Let's go crush it. You know, so, you know, we crush this podcast. Thank you so much. You know, continued success. I know we'll see you the end of this month or early next month at our production training, where we got production and safety getting organized. And it'll be super to get everyone together and see everyone face to face after a whole bunch of Zoom meetings.
For sure, yeah. Excited for that.
You betcha.
Hey, leaders, I hope you enjoyed this episode. By now, you are aware that we work with ambitious students every single year to not only help them run their first successful business, but to further their development as a leader and give them an unfair advantage in the future over their counterparts. It's why starting now and only for the next few weeks, we'll be on campuses across Ontario, Quebec, and the East Coast interviewing students who think they have what it takes to start their first business and get started down their path of entrepreneurship. If you think you have what it takes or know someone who might be interested, visit leaderspodcast.ca/apply and start your application process today. Once again, it's leaderspodcast.ca/apply, and I can't wait to see you on the other side.